This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And joining us now from Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I got a question.
I just re-entered the 20th century. I got power 10 minutes ago.
All right. But I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, you moved from California.
Yes.
To escape the draconian laws of California.
Right.
To Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Two times in October, which is, let's see what this, today is the 13th. Is it two times in October you've had a hurricane come in and knock stuff out? One in September, one in October. So is it twice in a month?
Just over a month.
Just over a month.
Like 47 days apart.
Yeah. So,
And there are still mountains of debris from the first hurricane to clean up.
Now, can I presume that Delta was not quite the storm that the last one was?
It wasn't the storm. It didn't have the winds, but it did bring flooding. I am one of my few neighbors. There may be a few others, but I'm in the minority who did not have substantial flooding in their home.
So during this time where normally you would see in the wrong area, like in New York, when Hurricane Sandy went through New York and everything, They were literally going door to door, just kicking in doors with people in the house to loot the house. And I know you're not seeing something like that in Louisiana, but Louisiana and hurricanes has sort of a reputation about it. How's it working out for the good citizens of Louisiana there?
Mixed. My friends who were robbed had damage to their house. They left. They left the house damaged. There was no visible presence. And then someone would come in and steal their big screen TV.
Sure.
As soon as they were there, that stopped. I've only heard of one exception where a looter tried to take from a occupied house. He was killed. Now, I have friends who have not yet been able to get back to their homes because of the flooding. They're rare. They're in a rural area. I doubt there's been looting, although, you know, if you can't get back there with a truck and a guy borrows a boat to come steal from your place, there's not a lot you can do.
Right. Right. So I guess the first question would be, how much longer is the hurricane season?
I think it goes away at the end of the month.
Well, that would be good, I guess. Off of the last one, you were basically sort of out of action for, 3 weeks?
Yes. We didn't have internet for 27 days after the last hurricane. This one, we had internet service within 36 hours. We have a pretty nice electrical system. We replaced all the weak telephone poles. Turns out you can snap any telephone pole if you turn the lines into sails by all the tarps getting ripped off the roofs and they go into the lines, then you're done.
Well, I would imagine you would have nothing but new stuff there. And I wonder if they still were there. Are they still there having to make repairs? And they were like, oh, well, while we're here, let's just go ahead and get this turned back on again. Or,
I think in our local region of Lake Charles, we actually have fewer line crews because of the extensive damage that Hurricane Delta did. They had it was a larger storm, though not as intense, and caused damage over a wider area. Oddly enough, the two hurricanes hit the coast within 13 miles of each other. I don't know that you can measure the center of a hurricane to within 13 miles. So for all intents and purposes, same place.
Yeah, that's I wondered about that. That's interesting in a horrifying sort of way. It's like they
right. That deserves a historic marker.
Yeah.
On the spot, you didn't want to be twice.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Now, while this has been going on, have you been able to keep up with your input, output, and all this other stuff? I saw an email come from you the other day, and I haven't even a chance. Well, while you're telling me the answer to this, I'm going to go look for it.
Yes and no. Occasionally, I was able to stay online. Often, if I wanted to record, I can cool one room in my house on a generator. My study and my studio were in the 80 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit, so I
wow.
spent a lot of time. Also, there's a lot to do. You've been on the beach where there's the high tide mark and there's where all the debris is.
Yeah.
I looked out my door during the storm, and there was no land. There was only other houses emerging from the water, and therefore, when the water receded, I was the high tide mark, and, yeah, trash everywhere, so I had to go. I've been picking up for 2 days.
I did not, you know, I lived out there back in 87, but I mean, I didn't do a lot of traveling there because I lived in Leesville.
Right.
Have you had the occasion to go to Leesville yet?
I think I drove through Leesville to meet someone from Shreveport. Leesville as a midpoint.
That's the only time you should ever be in Leesville is to drive through Leesville. Because I never really got to see very much of Louisiana. When I was there, because of where I was at, the post I was at just was so irritating that I reenlisted to get out of there, first chance I get.
And just send me anywhere. You, not even New Orleans?
No, I didn't. I spent a lot of time in Alexandria.
Okay. All right. Good.
I liked Alexandria. If we'd had a post in Alexandria and I'd been there, I might still be there. But Fort Polk, Louisiana in the 80s was, shall we say, not the most combat-ready unit.
Was it there and Panama that they used for tropic training?
No, they didn't use Polk for it. I mean, Polk.
Okay.
Panama is where the jungle school is, and Polk does. I don't know that. Well, I spent a lot of time in the field, and everything there was so hard. The ground was so hard that
wow.
The officers would think it was sort of amusing to watch people digging fighting positions, but then Sergeant Frady comes along, and I would make friends of the engineers, and I'd have some guy with a backhoe come and get all of my fighting positions dug in like 10 minutes.
Right.
And they'd be saying, those aren't right. Yeah, they are. They're absolutely right, sir.
Well, so. I have been able to get online. Wow. The Democrats have really outed themselves. The way you close your show at the end, in fact, now since I'm on the last segment, when you say it's never been about gun control, but total control.
Yeah.
Wow. Do we have a lot to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely we do. But, I mean, it's never been more apparent now. I mean, the only one that, you know, when he remembers to do it, Joe Biden talks about it. But although most of the time he's trying to remember, you know.
What office he's running for?
What day is visiting day or something? I don't know.
When we come back, because it's what I wonder is, do these Democrat candidates think there are any pro-gun Democrats? I mean,
oh, no.
and what does
no.
it mean to be a pro-gun Democrat?
That you know, we'll talk about this when we get back. Let me do a little directing if I can. We'll expand
Please.
On this other stuff. So you can catch Rob's stuff. He is both a master of the written word and the podcast. The written word starts at slowfactswordpressblog.com, I think. Is it .com?
Yes.
And from there it goes to clashdaily.com and then amoland.com. Podcasts are Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is his and his alone, very unique in the United States, and the Polite Society Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And we were trying to decide if there's any pro-gun Democrats out there in the ether. You know, in the National Democratic platform,
right,
going back to the 90s, if you look at their platform, they had references to wanting to take care of hunters and collectors and sportsmen. In 2016, they actually mentioned the Second Amendment like it's actually a thing. This year, they have no reference at all. None.
I think buried in there, there were two paragraphs, and they wanted universal background checks and eliminate assault weapons were in those two paragraphs. Now, their definition of assault weapon is virtually any modern sporting rifle.
Well, I mean, look at Bush. Look at what Biden wants. Biden wants semi-automatic box magazine-fed weapons to be part of the NFA. Then, then he wants to do a buyback.
Well, I have to ask, since we're talking about, or the Democrat Party is talking about, a kinder general police force, why do the people that protect politicians need weapons of war? And they need them, but we don't? You know, they travel in radios, they go around in pairs, they have SWAT teams. We get to encounter the criminals long before the police arrive, and they want us armed with weapons that were, state-of-the-art in the late 1800s? This doesn't seem appropriate.
Listen, Rob, if you're going to get out there and introduce logic to this, you just don't want to be well, you can't be talking politics if you're going to have logic involved in that, no.
Am I wrong that the Democrat Party has, or at least the, now here we have to make a distinction between, you know, Keith Olbermann, who used to be on ESPN, and I think now it quit to go be a full-time ranting
YouTuber. Yeah.
YouTuber, crazy man, to support, because he can't say everything he wants on national television, and he can only swear at us on YouTube.
Actually, he can't. He can't and make money.
Ah, there you go. Well, there are enough billionaires who want to own our government. Does that matter? They just vote Democratic. They just funded Democrats. They're increasingly argumentative. There aren't different points of view that we engage. You just call me names and are abusive. And then you embrace conspiracy theories like, Trump wants to put everybody in camps. And then you say that because I'm a NRA member, I should be put in a camp and there's blood on my hands. Wow.
That's Olbermann. The only problem is that all of these guys that ran about this stuff, they never have any ideas of how that's actually supposed to work. And the other thing is that I guess if they decide they're going to do it, we're just supposed to say, oh, I got to go to a camp. Okay. How should I pack?
Here's what I fear. I fear that we will have somebody who will say, you Democrats are crazy. There'll be a violent BLM riot. They'll try and beat up on the, what was that prayer group that would come out and get beat up in Seattle and Portland. And then somebody sooner or later will shoot at a guy who's at the middle of the BLM. No, actually, this is more like Antifa crowd throwing concrete and Molotov cocktails. And then when that guy gets shot by someone in Overwatch, all of a sudden, the accusation that the shooter was a Trump supporter and that Trump endorsed violence against law-abiding, mostly peaceful protest, that lie will be around the world before the EMTs get there.
Sure. The biggest problem I think they face is that the messaging they're trying to get out there, you've either got Gerald Nadler, who's out there, and Ray, Ray, the guy that's in charge currently of the FBI. They think Antifa is a philosophy.
That's a strange description.
It's a philosophy. It's not actually a group. On the other hand, you've got the DOJ and the marshals that are cutting into their lines of communication. Very shortly, they're going to start, instead of this arresting where they arrest the loudmouths and everybody that gets in their face, they're going to start arresting and they're going to focus. They're going to figure out, okay, this is the guy that I've seen here, here, and here. So he must be involved in something. They'll be going after him. And when they go after him, they're going to be looking to this will be a guy that, shall we say, can't make bail.
Right.
Because the feds are going to charge him, and they're just not going to grant bail.
Not even with Soros bucks is he going to make bail.
No. So they'll be finding out where the funding comes from. And when they figure out where the funding comes from and they can cut into that and everything, they'll start intercepting those U-Haul vans. And then I don't know what the Democrats do.
Oh, I think they cry foul. They cry, a political extremist is in the White House. We can't trust him. He's imposing martial law. Do you mean he's using the laws to stop political deceit on a massive scale? What I worry about, I mean, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax was put on by Hillary and promoted by the FBI to hide her abuse of running racketeering schemes on a private server when she was in the State Department.
Sure, yeah. And all of this stuff, this is why all of these things are going on right now, and this is why they're cutting rolling so hard on some of this stuff, simply because when Trump gets reelected, they're going to drop all the shoes on this. It's not just going to be the other shoe. It's going to be the whole shoe store. And you're going to see, for the first time, you're going to actually see people being led away in handcuffs.
I hope Trump will be that aggressive. If you go back and study history, Hitler's brown shirts did not go away when Hitler was elected. So it's not a choice of, oh, I want peace in the street, so I'm going to vote for big government socialists.
Sure.
They're not going to bring you peace. They're going to use their shock troops to get what they want right now.
Well, their shock troops are only going to work locally in the right. There's two things that shock troops have got to have. They got to have a sympathetic mayor, and they got to have a Soros prosecutor.
Yep. 100%.
And they've also got to have bail reform. And if they don't have bail reform, they better finally get out there and just stay where they're at. Let me tell everybody how to find you real quick. Rob writes at Slofax WordPress blog. You can check him there. Or you can wait till he gets to ClashDaily.com. Or you can wait till he gets to Ammoland.com. Or you can catch one of his podcasts, Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is him and him alone, and the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett faced questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee for the first time on day two of her confirmation hearing. California Senator Dianne Feinstein pushed Barrett over her refusal to state a position on Roe versus Wade.
Do you agree with Justice Scalia's view that Roe was wrongly decided?
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
With the second presidential debate canceled, both campaigns say their candidates will hold town halls on Thursday night instead. Former Vice President Joe Biden will hold a town hall in Philadelphia, hosted by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. The president's team is in talks with NBC to host a similar event in Miami at the same time. This is USA Radio News. Wall Street snapped a four-day winning streak as the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down more than 150 points, shedding a little more than 0.5%. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, and the Nasdaq Composite was slightly off, closing just shy of 11,900 points. Investors showed uncertainty at the state of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. They also reacted to a mixed day of corporate earnings announcements. A hiker in Utah had an uninvited guest on a recent run, and now his experience has gone viral. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Kyle Burgess was on a 10-mile run on a hiking trail in Utah when a cougar began stalking him.
Go away! Go away! Please go away! Come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today.
Burgess, walking as fast as he can and videotaping the nearly six-minute ordeal with the cougar, eventually threw a rock at the animal and it ran away. Wildlife experts say he did the right thing by yelling loudly at the animal and standing tall.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are catching up with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, hurricane survivor, multi. How many hurricanes have you gone through?
Only two.
Only two this year?
Only two in total, both of them within the last 2 months.
This year, this quarter...
This
2020,
life,
right? Yeah. 2020, man. Yeah. I swear to God, 2020.
It has been quite the education.
It canceled everything we wanted to do, and, you know.
Right.
What is the status as far as the COVID thing in Louisiana? What's going on with that there?
Well, back to in the area, in the western part of the state that's been just stomped, very few people are wearing a mask. Interestingly, because this has been such a disruption, meaning you want to open a grocery store and your employees are still trying to get drinking water at home and provide meals for their family, they've been importing grocery workers from Texas. Yeah, and guys in hardware stores. We're still trying to stand ourselves up once we can. Great. My doctor has had to send people into Texas who needed just a minor procedure in a hospital because the med techs, you know, even the cafeteria workers sometimes can't get back into the hospital. They're too busy trying to manage their own affairs. They are not worried about a mask. I was in Baton Rouge a couple weeks ago, and they are still playing the game. This last hurricane may have changed their mind.
Well, you know, necessity has that effect on people.
It sure does.
When you get out there and you have to start thinking about, well, I can wear this mask and play the PC game. But,
the difference
anyway.
Between theory and practice. In theory, I've got a 1 in 10,000 chance of catching something that is about like the common cold. Or I can, you know, try and get the water out of my house in a hurry and get on with life. Yeah, what does it say? Clarifies the mind?
Yes, it does. It will clarify the mind oh so quick. Yes, go ahead, please.
There's this wonderful meme. Someone asked the Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, if she had notes, you know, and she holds up a blank pad. She's just been extemporaneous for hours on end. And somebody then took that picture of her holding the blank pad, and they were then, through graphics manipulation, able to write various memes on it, and it says, notes. It really shows you guys have never had a civics class.
Yeah.
So holding up a blank pad now becomes fodder for Facebook memes. I did think the confirmation hearings were interesting. She was asked if she expected to be accused during the interviews. And this is a quote. She said, "We knew our family would be attacked. We knew our faith would be attacked. Why should I say no and expect someone else to do the hard work?" Wow. What an honorable character.
She has quite a degree of polish, I have to say, simply because you're looking at her, and I don't think this is a person that's afraid of the Democrats. You know,
no.
Clarence, I can't remember Clarence's last name now.
Clarence Thomas?
Clarence Thomas. He got out there, and they ran him up and down the road over and over, ran over him, backed up over him, all this other stuff. And at the end of it, he was shell-shocked. Kavanaugh, same thing. You know, and everybody expected her to, or expected them to come out on her. And I sort of myself was watching that. And that hasn't happened.
You know what? When you think about it, she's infinitely qualified. Her job is to make it hard to vote against her.
Yeah.
She is not an extremist. She's infinitely, for someone who's so brilliant, her answers are infinitely ordinary and accessible. She's selling herself to the American people, and now Democrat senators have to twist her words to excuse their vote against her. Okay? You can tell me that's not politics. Let's see if the rest of the American people believe it. And then I think, just as happened with Judge Kavanaugh, that may shift how people are willing to vote.
Yeah. She seems to be a textualist, too. I love it when people get out there and say, "So you're an originalist?" Yeah. Like, that's some big insult to be an originalist as far as... Because the Constitution is not a detailed document for the most part.
No. Right.
The Third Amendment about quartering foreign soldiers in your home or quartering soldiers, you know, okay, that was written for the time. But most everything else was very forward-looking. So it's really easy to be an originalist simply because... These guys, the guys that signed off on the Declaration of Independence and, you know, ratified the Constitution, when they started down this path, if they had failed, they'd been hanging from trees.
Yep.
They put everything they had in it. I mean, Ben Franklin, I read his story, and at one point, he took every dime he could find and gave it to the Continental Army.
Right.
And it was his money. He wasn't raising funds. He got Ben Franklin's money and gave it to the Continental Army. And they were in it to win it, and if they lost, well, they were in it till they got dropped.
Literally, we must hang together, or we will hang separately.
Yeah,
that's Ben, and God bless. Talk about a man of conviction. And I'm so struck by Judge Scalia's words too when he said, "Oh, if you want to kill the Constitution, then you do interpret it." It has significance because the words have meaning. Once you rob them of their meaning, it's not a living document, it's dead.
Yeah. Living document. That part really kills me. Is a living document. What a lovely way to sit back and say, well, okay, you know, it's sort of a it's a living document so that we can make things up as we go. And they have. Yeah. I mean, that's how we got Roe versus Wade, gay marriage, and all these other things that we have right now. So
that's how we let a Secretary of State run an extortion operation out of a server in her home. And when asked, oh, you mean like wiping a server with a rag? And that wasn't treason. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yep. That takes a lot of interpretation to make that legal.
Yeah, that stuff just kills me when they get out there. It's a living, breathing document.
What bothers me is the doublespeak. We are called haters, and yet we are told that we are not worth respecting. To me, that's hate speech, and it's a stepping stone for violence. I would denounce a Republican who would say that other people's lives aren't worth protecting. You know, that's the beauty of the Constitution. It says we're all worthwhile. Something we'll talk about perhaps after the break.
Very good. You can find Rob at Slopax WordPress blog. That's where he writes. You can find his podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, which that's a very unique podcast in that he does it. Nobody else does a podcast like this. They take a real armed self-defense incident, do a forensic breakdown with an armed self-defense instructor, and break it down and look at it. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with, I am talking with Rob Morse, as we do, as he gets out there. Just out of curiosity, I was listening to those ads. Do you like stockpile? Do you have like a bunch of batteries and, you know, a case of flashlights? And
we have flashlights. We have some batteries. We found out that we can pretty quickly set up a generator if the water gets so high that you can't run a generator. Wow. I guess everything changes. We've been lucky in the sense that after the flood, we were able to return to a relatively intact home.
Right.
We found out that, oh, you know, we'll save a lot of food, and you keep it in the freezer, and then you have to eat everything you've had there in 4 or 5 days because ice only goes so far. And that was before we learned that if you had a generator, you could run your refrigerator. So we're getting better at this. Third time would be the charm. We'd be really great. Gosh, I hope we'd never get the experience. Hey, I wanted to tease you a little bit.
Sure.
Joe Biden goes, you know, I'm a hunter. I'm for the Second Amendment, and it's for hunting. And yet the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want to take guns away from Americans, so we endorse them. And I'm going, wait, is that what? Are you guys really listening to each other? Is there a subtext here that, you know, one or the other didn't get the full memo?
Yeah, you know, I always love that thing about hunting because I never realized. You know, it's a little. It confuses me. Simply because, right. You know, hunting used to be something, it wasn't a pastime. It was part of the day.
Right.
You know, it was, you know, during the wintertime, it was, you know, you had to lead up and, you know, catch as many fish as you could and kill as many deer and whatever else, whatever the prey animal was. And it wasn't one of those things where you got out there and the more you could kill, the better it was.
Right.
And now, you know, hunting's a fairly regulated pastime. I know lots of guys are very passionate about it. It's not like it used to be, and it was never part of the Second Amendment. The only thing that the Second Amendment is about shooting is tyrants, is people.
Right.
People that are tyrants. And, you know, that's in the form of a government, of a tyrannical government, and whatever their agents are and whoever's trying to push the tyrannical ways. And don't understand these guys that get out there like Joe Biden. And, you know, he's from Delaware. I don't know what the hunting is like up there. I've spoken to some guys that have radio stations up there in Wilmington where he's from. And, you know, I don't know what the hunting's like up there, but, you know, what kind of hunting does he do? How often does he go do it?
It's a great waterfowl flyway.
But, well, he's always talking about hunting and deer.
Yeah, inland you can hunt deer, sure.
Or ducks.
What I wonder is, because we're entering hunting season, lots of guys are going to pick up their gun, and now what I respect is a lot of them go, I trust the meat that I harvest from the field more than I trust what I get in the supermarkets. I want my family to have hormone-free, free-range meat. It's as free-range as it gets. Well, good for you. I can respect that. I mean, that's putting your sweat and effort where your mouth is.
Sure.
And we're seeing more and more people who are buying guns. The hunters are about to take to the field, and we're going to have an election in less than a month. I don't think that's a surge. I think it's a change in our population because we saw Democrat politicians say we want to eliminate the police, and a lot of us said, I'll be right back. I need to go to the gun store and get ready for that craziness.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that crossed party lines, whether they liked it or not. Wow.
I mean, all I know.
The mom says, I love my kids. I'd never heard anybody, well, the police won't be here to help. What are you going to do? And she goes, wow, I guess I'm on my own. Well, you're not on your own. We're here to help. Come talk to us because it takes more than just a box of shells and a new, here, little lady, take this revolver. Oh, please. You know, come get some help. Preferably while you go shopping.
You know, when Dan Zimmerman was on, we were talking about what's happening in Austin. And
yes.
Now response time to a 911 call is up to an hour.
Mm.
And I don't know how long it takes blood to begin to coagulate and dry at a crime scene, but I can only imagine an hour is going to start. They've got a jump start on the process. And, you know, it really comes down to that because but it's always been that way. This is the thing I've been saying for the longest time. We have to be even in the best of times. Average response time is 11.11 minutes, which doesn't sound like a whole lot of time if you're like, if you're waiting on a table. But if somebody's kicking your butt all over your house and beating you and stabbing you and all these other things, raping you and all these other things, 11 minutes is a very, very, very long time.
Can I give you a sound bite that just drove that home to me?
Sure.
I was at, this is, I'm sure Dan Wu's probably used this. I've got to check one of his books to see. A professional fight, each round is 3 minutes. That's way longer than I can stay in a fight. And you want me to go fight with a criminal for almost 4 rounds before the police show up?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm up to that.
I was, before I joined the military, I was a kickboxer.
Wow.
So I did train to do that. But when you get on the, when you start going down, when the momentum goes in the wrong direction, which is not in my direction, and I start taking punishment.
Yeah.
The hardest thing there is to continue to fight. And you're going to do it because that's what you are. You're a fighter.
Right.
But, and this is where they talk about, oh, that guy's got heart. Yeah. That's why I trained very, very hard so I didn't have to be the one that had heart because I wanted to be the one that won. I didn't want to be the one that had heart because that meant he absorbed a beating. But, a 3 minute round is a very long time after the first round, you're out there, you're pretty, sizing everybody up. Second round, you start going for it. By the third round, if you haven't really been training hard, you're gassed.
Yes.
And then you got issues. Because then you're just standing flat-footed and not moving around. And then that's when they refer to this as sharpshooting, where they start really hitting you with really good-looking, looks like choreographed blows. Yeah.
Wow.
60 seconds is a very long time.
Yes.
It's a very long time.
And you know what? I guess when people say, I'll wait for the police to arrive, and what I hadn't thought about that is they're telegraphing the fact that they are not familiar with violence.
Now,
and you can't question their character. You can just say, by the way, that 11.11 minutes is why police get there after almost every crime. And since often it's the victim who's making the phone call after the crime anyway, even if that response were instantaneous, the bad guy's already left and the victim has already suffered the violent attack. What saves you so you can make the phone call? Please, if you're a new gun owner, we've given this some thought. We've learned a lot in the several centuries that we've been working with gunpowder.
Yep.
We've learned how to do it safely. Come pick up those tips, because I'd hate for you to have to learn some of the mistakes that we made and learn from the School of Hard Knocks. Are you still getting people talk to you about being a new gun owner?
I have had a few here and there. I haven't had anybody here lately simply because around here they're sort of scarce, although I am beginning to see the supplies start coming back in. But
great.
We'll have to circle back and see what transpires over the next week. Thank you for shifting and coming on the show tonight.
My pleasure, Bill.
You can find Rob's stuff at Slow Facts Workplace Blog, Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast, the Polite Society Podcast. I will be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. You have to do your civic duty and go vote in person. Do not let fear run your day. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.